Hi, Mike, and thanks for having me.
Let's start with the study on dyslexia. This is really an attempt to better understand how the brains of people with dyslexia function.
Right. So dyslexia is a pretty common disorder in which people have difficulty reading, even though they have normal or above intelligence and normal vision. Sometimes they also have problems processing what they hear, and they see or write words in the incorrect letter order. Researchers have typically thought that the problem in the brain lied with how people with dyslexia process the sounds of speech. So what they did was they scanned the brains of adults with dyslexia and adults who were typical, and they looked at these areas in the brain, and they actually found that they were all the same. People could actually process sounds just as well if they had dyslexia as people who didn't have dyslexia. So they started to look elsewhere in the brain, and what they found was actually the connections in the brain to access these regions that were intact and perfectly operating had reduced activity. So that seems to be where the problem lies, or at least a problem in the brains of dyslexics lie. So this was quite surprising. People hadn't thought that this was the place for it.
So what does this finding mean, though, for people who have dyslexia?
Well, a little bit of understanding initially. And then secondly, of course, there are no cures for dyslexia. So people want to think about therapies. You know, in the future, perhaps people could stimulate these areas of the brain that are underperforming. Perhaps you could give them a little boost. One of the researchers who was part of the study said, you know, possibly using transcranial magnetic stimulation, that's a way to potentially boost the activity of these connections in the brain that are not as active as those connections in people who don't have dyslexia.
All right, let's move on to Mars, where the rover Curiosity found a bit of a game changer, a freshwater lake.
Right. So Curiosity is a rover. It's been cruising around Mars for about a year and a half and taking samples. And the region where it's taking samples is called Gale Crater, this big pit on the surface of Mars. And this week, scientists presented a load of evidence about an ancient freshwater lake that likely existed in Gale Crater billions of years ago. So one of the things that Curiosity found was evidence of clay. Clay suggests that there was a freshwater lake here. On top of that, Curiosity found the elements of carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, all the usual suspects when we're talking about sustaining life on a planet. So the question is that Curiosity is now going to look at is whether there might be organic carbon on the planet. And that would also, provide some good evidence that life might have existed there.
And finally, Carrie, there was some news this week on Alzheimer's and one potential cause.
In this study, researchers were looking at lead. Lead is known to be neurotoxic. And any parent who has raised children in the Philadelphia region is probably familiar with the warnings against exposure to lead dust or chips in the old houses in the Philadelphia region because it can damage the brains of fetuses and young children. So researchers are now looking at whether lead exposure might also have something to do with Alzheimer's disease much later on in life. This is a study that came out in monkeys this week. Decades ago, when the monkeys were babies, researchers fed them formula that had lead in it. They also fed formula without lead to other monkeys. Then when the monkeys were 23 years old, the researchers looked at their brains and they found clumps of a certain protein in their brains called tau. And tau tangles, as people call them, are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. The monkeys that were not given the formula with lead had much lower levels of tau. And this builds on earlier evidence that researchers found that the monkeys that were given the formula with lead also had amyloid plaques, and those are also part of Alzheimer's disease. So the question is, was it the lead that is leading to these increased levels of tau and amyloid plaques? We can't say for sure.
But if it was the lead, then is that maybe a bit of good news? Because as you mentioned earlier, we are so much more adamant about lead exposure now, and kids are not exposed to as much lead as maybe previous generations had been.
Well, of course, because we don't fully understand what causes Alzheimer's and dementia. So if there are environmental toxins that contribute to it, that would be a wonderful way to try and prevent. But of course, there's a lot of caveats to this story. These are monkeys, of course, and we fed them lead. We do not do that to babies. We also don't know if these tau proteins would have caused dementia in the animals. So that's another big caveat.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Carrie Grenz is an associate editor at The Scientist, and she also is a former WHYY Health and Science reporter.